This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Hobbs, host of Messenger Insight. Glad you could join us. We're going to be talking about the Falls Creek Roadshow today. I have two friends and brothers in Christ here, Cody Dunbar,
who's
worship pastor at Trinity UConn, and Todd Sanders, Falls Creek Program Director. Hey, brothers.
Hey, thanks for having us, Brian. Appreciate it.
Well, we're super excited. The Falls Creek Roadshow is coming to locations all around the state.
Yes.
And Todd, I thought you could begin and just tell us how many venues and what's really going on there.
Yeah, so we will be in currently 14 locations around the state, trying to get a broad coverage, each of those being in different associations. So trying to find points where people in an area can kind of converge on and be a part of those events. So 14 of those. Looking forward to hitting the road starting June 26th in Cushing at First Baptist Church. So it'll be a fun night for us as we get rolling on those road shows. I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I think it'll be a great time for worship and biblical challenge, hearing the gospel preached. I think that's one thing that we're excited about being able to do is just go around the state, present the gospel, and give students a chance to respond. And then we're trying to capture some of those elements that we might come to know and love as a part of Falls Creek and a Falls Creek service and a Falls Creek experience. And that's really kind of the thrust of the evening, is just for us to spend some time celebrating the Lord, hearing about the gift of life that we can have in Christ, and giving students an opportunity to respond.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
You know, I've heard someone say life's disappointments become God's divine appointments. So thinking about the cancellation of our regular Falls Creek summer weeks, how great is it that the Lord's opened up new doors? We can take these events around the state. Mm-hmm. So 14 in all. Cody, you'll be leading in worship through music for several of those. And of course, you're a fixture at Falls Creek. You've done many weeks down there. What excites you about all this?
Man, I'm just so pumped to get the chance to be part of it. I think it's such a unique opportunity in really in Falls Creek heritage, Baptist life heritage in our state, that in a moment, like you said, of kind of, you know, a shift in how the summer might look, and here's this roadshow tour. And so I'm so excited to think about the new possibilities of how God might move this summer, some new ways of connecting with students across our state and different churches in different areas. And so I'm really excited about the uniqueness of this opportunity. I posted earlier this week just about praying over the obedience in the hearts as we gather in all these different places of across our state, that just the heart would be obedient to follow what God, how He moves in them, and whatever that looks like. And I know that that's our hope as a team as we go into these different communities, is just to be obedient in the Lord and see how He'll move in our lives.
Yeah, I think it's so good. Just on that note, with being involved in a unique opportunity, it's been so great to see everyone's willingness to be a part of this. And I wish we could go into every place. I wish we could, you know, bring in even more people. But I think we have some great people in our lineup as far as Cody and then Summit OK Collective, which have been with us at camp before, just leading out in that worship time, musical worship time. And then Brian Mills, Stuart Hensley, both preaching at those events. And then I'm really excited, too, to have Caleb Freeman with us on the tour. So students, even on a larger scale, and I know Caleb's been all over and many people have heard his story, but we're excited to platform what the Lord's doing through Caleb's life and the life of the Freemans. And I just think it's going to be a really powerful night. And I'm excited about the uniqueness as well as we move forward.
I think it's awesome and great plans, great people on the program. Todd, you know, thinking of Falls Creek as the week at camp, how are these structured? I know with them being individual events across the state, but walk us through what the students will experience and the timeline.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. It's a big question people have. Like we have the general schedule out there, but I think what people can expect, like I said, we're going to try to create a fun atmosphere when groups arrive. So we'll have some block party type elements out outside as groups register, as we have groups go in. We also have some of our partners that will be with us, our Baptist Collegiate Ministries, Oklahoma Baptist University, which are Falls Creek partners with us each and every year at camp. So we're going to tie them in as well so they can have that connection time with students. And so there'll be an opportunity there. We're also going to be doing missions mobilization. That's one of the big things that we're missing for not being at camp this summer, not just gospel impact and opportunity, but also really a mobilization and sending that is so vital to and such a part of Falls Creek youth camps. And so we're going to try to highlight those opportunities, look at upcoming projects with Go Students, and we have some elements worked into the program for that as well. So there'll be a fun atmosphere. We're going to have vibrant worship. Mm-hmm. Excited about that. Just a production meeting this week and just looking at everyone on the screen, just really excited about everyone that's going to be there and those worship times. And Cody could speak to that in just a second. And I think they can expect the gospel to be presented. And so if there's an opportunity for a lost friend or group leaders to target some of those lost students they've been praying for, and there'll be not only a chance for them to hear the gospel, but to respond to life-saving faith in Christ. And we will have some other elements that we'll be doing. We will be taking up an offering like we would at a Falls Creek service. Mm-hmm. We have some special created original pieces that we're going to be using at the event, or at least one unique piece that we're going to be doing there, and then able to capture some of the video content that we didn't get to use this summer at camp. We're going to be using some of that. So there'll be a lot of just different elements throughout the service as we've structured the evening that lead us to a point where students can respond to the gospel. I don't know, Cody, maybe you could address some of that worship time and kind of what you're planning and anticipating.
Absolutely. No, I'm excited because, you know, it's a little bit different setting because you have one evening, you know, to connect with the room, connect with the students in the room versus a whole week of camp, right? So as a worship pastor, worship leader, it's kind of a little bit more unique in the planning. But I know this, I know I'm really looking forward to having kind of a celebratory worship set to start the night. A lot of energy, a lot of songs that I feel students will connect with and be able to just enjoy a moment of celebration worship on these nights. But then also throughout the night, kind of teaching some material that has a little bit more theology in it, a little bit more of the gospel centered in it. And so that across the night, my hope through song and through worship is that the hearts kind of warm up to the mindset of there's something bigger going on here. There's more truth here than just a celebratory moment. And then as we open the Bible that night and as Brian Mills and Stuart share from the scripture, my hope is that the word would come alive and resonate in students' hearts and that many would maybe come to know the Lord in these places. So, yeah. But as far as the worship goes, it's going to be a pretty cool night. I'm excited about teaching a couple new songs throughout the night and then kind of bringing them back at the end. And so there's some different kind of worship planning things I'm putting into place to hopefully help us engage across the night.
That's really good. And Brian, I would want to add this based on what Cody was saying, just about having a direction we're moving. Hopefully that we're telling a story throughout the night. And what we want to do is we want to acknowledge more than just come and have a worship set and have a service. And that's great. And we want to do that. But we want to give time to acknowledge and reflect on where we've been coming through this time and dealing with the things we've dealt with. And more than that, move quickly past into here's what God is still doing, even now in this moment that he's working and he's moving when we can't see it. And here's the opportunity to follow him, whether that's through salvation and trusting Christ, or if it's through an opportunity to go and to take the gospel to those who are in need. And hopefully the pieces of the night will build toward that end where we are able to walk away, maybe putting some things behind us as we move forward and follow the Lord in obedience. So I'm excited about how it's shaping up. So
that's awesome. Where can people go to get the full schedule and check out those times and the location, Todd?
Yeah, oklahomabaptist.org/Falls Creek. We got that reworked and have a place where we can go. And so that's where registration is for these events, as well as our virtual opportunity, virtual camp
virtual
as well.
Falls
so
Creek.
All of that information is on there, the lineup, the schedule, the locations, and the registration. So they can check it out at oklahomabaptist.org/Falls Creek.
That's perfect. Thank you. Cody, you mentioned something while you were talking about the hearts being prepared you know, as you've experienced Falls Creek year by year and then anticipating this, what is it God does in that musical worship time that sets the hearts right to hear and to respond? Could you talk about what you've experienced with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in my experience with getting specifically to lead at Falls Creek, I feel like there's a moment that helps us all engage, and that's when you feel that you're not alone in that moment. When you hear other voices lifting up these truths, lifting up these lyrics that are really giving praise to our God, and you hear people around you also bought into that moment and crying out their heart, I think there's something really powerful about that. And I think about that specifically this summer with where the world's been at and what we've been going through, that you don't have to feel alone in your journey, and not only in what the world's going on, but then really personally to you. Maybe you've experienced some things in your life, and in this moment that we're gathered in worship, maybe God's revealing those to you, and we're all not alone in that moment, right? We all go through things. So one of the things that I always love about worshiping at Falls Creek is just getting to that place of really vulnerability, of opening up our hearts, singing praise together. And I think that some of that starts with just setting the tone for that. Like, hey, we're here tonight, we're gathered, and there's freedom in this place to worship and sing. And look, we're all going to be engaging in this moment together. And yeah. So one of my favorite things to do as a worship pastor is to actually, and I know it sounds really funny, but to actually get off the microphone when I'm singing. When the congregation is so engaged that I can kind of get back off my microphone, and it actually engages the audience or the congregation more, and they're singing together. That's one of the most beautiful moments for worship for me, because it's not about any single person on stage at that point. It's not about anything except people engaging with God in worship, in holy worship before Him. And so that's kind of a beautiful moment that I love experiencing at Falls Creek every time. And I really have no expectations it's going to be any different this summer on the roadshow. So it's going to be really awesome.
Very cool.
So good.
You know, Todd, you and the team have worked so hard to put this together. There had to be maybe some challenges of taking a whole week and taking it on the road and compacting it. But what opportunities are you seeing that just have come together? And I know you've worked real close with these churches, too. I mean, mm-hmm. great support there. Could you talk about any of that?
Yeah. First of all, let me just say our youth ministry staff, Sarah Wooten, Alex Bays, Amy Belisky, and of course, Brian Baldwin, have just been great. And even since we started this discussion back in mid-March, just with running through so many contingencies, planning four separate camps, including the roadshow and virtual camp, just everything that we've had to throw at them or that's been thrown at us just because of the situation. They've just handled it with grace, and can't say enough about their work and their effort that they put in. And then with the opportunity just to work with Michael Davis and Corey Sams, Walter Johnson, Katie Gilbert, just all the intern, Hannah Hansel, all the internal people that have brought so many pieces to the table, from logos to production to video stuff with virtual camp. So, I mean, there's just been so much happening really within a month. I mean, it's been put together within a month's period of time for the most part. And so just floored. And then to see the opportunity with outside of our staff here, Cody and OK Summit Collective and Brian and Stuart and everyone just be willing to say, we'll do whatever it takes to help Falls Creek, because we love Falls Creek. And that mm-hmm. even goes to the people that donated all the time to help yeah. with virtual camp as well. So that's been a huge opportunity. And then to see the willingness of churches, the willingness of associations to come to us or to receive our calls really within a short period of time and to say, here's what we're asking of you in a time where this may not be a thing that yeah. we're really doing a lot of,
right.
As churches get back to meeting and that's how things are moving, and some slower than others, but everyone's been so willing to help. And so just a great picture of cooperation and who we are as Oklahoma Baptists and as Southern Baptists, mm-hmm. really, to say, yeah, let's platform the gospel and let's get it to students and give them an opportunity to connect. And so I've just been very floored by everyone's willingness. And so with that challenge, great opportunity, but it takes a lot of people coming to the table, starting with our leadership, who value next generation ministry so highly, the willingness to do something like this, and really sourcing, you know, this thing that we're doing out of those, you know, that from that table, the leadership table. So just from every side, it's just been an encouraging thing. And I hope people feel that. I hope people see that. And we don't want these to just be events. We want these to be an opportunity for God to do something that otherwise we wouldn't have seen him do. So, and make ourselves available in a different way. So I hope that answers that question.
Yeah,
just with that challenge comes opportunity, and a lot of people put in a lot of work. And so that's kind of where, from the seat that I sit in, what I've seen, and that goes from, you know, again, Oklahoma Baptist staff to Conference Center staff to people that are in our churches and associations, and people like Cody are willing to lead and all this. It's so good
awesome.
To see the body work like that.
That's Amen. Cool. You know, Falls Creek is such a special place, uniquely blessed by God. So many people saved, so many called to ministry. Hans Dilbeck has really led into a regional strategy to you know, come alongside churches and thinking about how these will be regional events with the gospel being the primary goal of Falls Creek. What are the hopes or prayers for students still hearing the gospel, a large number of students, thousands of students? Could you talk about some of those goals, Todd?
Yeah, I would say what I'm praying for, and this is just a little bit, I was praying for this summer, praying to see 3,000 students come to faith in Christ at Falls Creek. That's not a number we've ever recorded in our services. I think there are a number of more students that trust Christ for salvation than we record in our services at camp.
Mm-hmm,
it's just the nature of camp.
Right.
And that's great. I mean, God's doing more in the churches than he is in our services. But I'm still praying for that kind of gospel fruit to see those numbers. And so just that when we go into a place, that it would be an anointed time. It would be a time where the gospel is clearly presented, but hearts are ripe. So that would be something I would ask people to pray for us about and with, is with us about, to see students who need the Lord come to faith in Christ. Even though we've been thrown this little kink, we have this little wrench, and we're readjusting and doing something that God would still move in a way that he does. Now, to see that many students come to faith in Christ at these roadshow events, that would mean that these events would have to reach more students than maybe we're capable of reaching on the roadshow.
Sure.
But so many camps, churches, groups that are doing alternative camps and things
That's
like
right.
that. And Cody's part of a lot of those. I get to drop into several of those this summer, just do one night, you know, kind of things. But we're just praying that we would be able to see that kind of response. Even with the church not coming together and meeting like we typically do, that's what I'm praying for, is just that God would show up and that we would see him take the center stage and step up to the front, and let's just watch him do what he can only do. So,
Cody, is there a prayer point on your heart that people could lift up as you get closer to all this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of funny. I've been prepping a little bit different for this summer. And this is kind of a funny because I love Dr. Pepper and I love Coca-Cola beverages, but I like quit drinking them cold turkey like 3 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Just so that my voice is in a little bit better shape because all these one night, late night things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like on a more serious note, just for the safety of the travel, I think, across our state for all these events, for all the people involved. And then to make the most of our time in the moment, you know, to be ready and be focused before we ever get there spiritually. I think sometimes in camp life, when you have 4 or 5 days, people can kind of warm up to the mindset that we're at a place that's set aside, and that in that week we're going to get to experience God. My hope is that we would pray that people are ready, they're anticipating something when they walk in from the beginning. If we can get our hearts there, ready to receive when we walk in, it's going to be an incredible night from the very beginning. And so just a couple of prayers that's been on my heart for people and the hearts that are gathered is come with anticipation, safety and travel, and then just make most of the moment we have together, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, too, like Cody was saying, travel safety. certainly important. And then just like he was saying, just to have an event and then be off a day and then another event. And so there's very little turnaround, yeah. but a lot of logistics. And so just to be able to keep those things straight as we come down to the wire here, just to be able to make sure that we're on top of things with very little turnaround that also puts stresses on our internal staff mm-hmm. and hours they're able to work and be available for and the things that they have to do to get ready for the next show or the next tour stop. So, so there's just a lot of challenges that come with that. I appreciate you saying that, but it's certainly a matter of prayer for sure.
Count on it. Yeah. Well, Cody Dunbar, Todd Sanders, thanks for your work on this and coming on today. Go to oklahomabaptist.org/fallscreek to find out more. Guys, thanks again.
Yeah.
Thanks Brian. Us. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Thanks.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.